UGC. Outdated or essential? Cut through the noise and reveal the truth with our free ebook created in collaboration with VideoWise. Learn proven strategies to encourage customer reviews, leverage email marketing for sales, and boost conversion rate by 9.2%. Download the ebook for free at flowmo.com/UGC.
Welcome to Email Einstein, a podcast by Flowium. It's time to start honoring your inner marketing Einstein. Tune in for the data-driven tips that'll make you a marketing genius. Here, you'll find email marketing formulas and tips straight from the brilliant mad scientists at Flowium. It's time for your emails to start earning more money. It's time to unleash your Einstein.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to Email Einstein, the podcast by Flowium. I'm your host, Vera Sadlak. I am an email marketeer at an agency called Flowium. And here at Flowium, we really do enjoy what we do. And because we love what we do, we want to share all of our e-commerce insights with you, delivering the right message to the right person at the right moment. That's what we are here about. And today we will be talking about all of those right messages at the right moment that you can send in the months of February. Months of February. Everyone knows that it's a month of love, it's a month of self-love, but believe me, there is like so much more you can do in the last months of winter. And in this episode, we'll be actually talking about all of the awesome campaign ideas to make your customers fall in love with you, with your brand, in the last months of winter season. And we've got something for everyone, no matter if you're just starting to plan your February or if you need to add a little bit of zinc to your campaigns. From sales and fun ideas for Valentine's Day to ideas for World Nutella Day. Yes, that's a thing. World Nutella Day is a thing, and we will definitely be talking about it later in this podcast. But before we go into all of those weird and funky holidays, I just want to remind all of those who are in the maybe supplement industry or who are in the wellness industry, February is not just the month of self-love or months of love. It's also the month of heart disease awareness. So February is also known as American Heart Month. And in this month, a lot of brands and organizations, they try to raise awareness about heart health and urge those around you to prevent heart disease. You can even see the hashtag Our Hearts being used like a lot throughout the months. So yeah, you can maybe do a campaign about exercising benefits for heart, or maybe you can promote some supplements for like related to cardiovascular health if you are in that industry. And in general, if you are like in a wellness business, there's like so much you can do with this topic. You can do some like recommendations for exercise. Maybe you can do top 10 recommendations to prevent heart disease or stuff like that. A lot you can do. And obviously this month is very important to us considering how many people actually have some sort of like heart disease or they have it in their circles. So yeah, here you have it. Heart Disease Awareness Month. Then February 2nd is the Groundhog Day. And no, it's not just the movie. It's an actual holiday. And why is it important? Well, because Mr. Groundhog has the ability to tell you whether you've got six more weeks of winter or if spring is coming early. For many of you who like live in like Florida or California or like Vancouver, like in my case, that holiday might not be very like applicable, but still there's like a lot of fun things you can do with this holiday. And February 4th is another important like awareness day. It's a World Cancer Day, and many companies are either selling the products to generate awareness, or maybe they donate a portion of their proceeds on that day to cancer charities during that day, or even during entire months. I've seen a lot of brands doing that during the entire month of February. After all, 33% of consumers actually choose to buy from brands they believe are doing some social or environmental good. So this like social aspect is very important. It's becoming more and more important, especially now when we have this like a lot of different brands competing for your attention. You want to stand out. You want to be different. Definitely think about adding that good social aspect into your branding. If it fits your company, you can even tie like product launches with the cause. Maybe it's a line of pink socks if you are in a socks business for the Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Or maybe like an app redesign. I know like a lot of brands having like their app for shoppers. Maybe you can like add a ribbon or do the redesign. Or maybe you can tell a story of one of your customers who is a cancer survivor. If your brand somehow helped that person overcome that like difficult time in their life, definitely talk about that as well. We have this brand that we work with, Lulalu it's called, and they are actually like selling bras for women, and they do have like a lot of cancer survivors stories because this brand is specifically for small chested women. So they do have like a lot of those like good stories, and this brand is doing an amazing job repurposing that content throughout the year, but especially on February 4th or during that month of February. So yeah, February 5th, this holiday is a bit more fun and it's a World Nutella Day for all of those who love Nutella, like our CEO, Andre. It's a funky little holiday that you guys can talk about. And honestly, I haven't yet met a person that doesn't like Nutella. So, I mean, this holiday kind of can be a worldwide. So maybe you can share some funky recipes with Nutella, or maybe you can just like add it into your designs or share some sort of like pictures with Nutella. I don't know, be creative with it. This is a fun little holiday and the love of Nutella is what unites us all. February 12th is the Super Bowl Sunday, and Super Bowl Sunday is actually one of the biggest email marketing moments, or marketing moments, I must say, of the year. Not just in e-commerce, but like in general, the Super Bowl is like the Oscars of sport, right? And it's actually reaching over 100 million viewers every year. So this is like probably like the biggest event of the year. So if you can somehow tie in your campaigns with that day, that would be amazing. So what do we know about this holiday? Well, people are buying food specifically for the game. 79% of those who watch the game said that they will spend a lot of money on food, drinks, and merch for this season. So if you are in like a food or snacks industry, perfect time for your brand to shine. Maybe you can share some like Super Bowl snacks recipes, or maybe you can like rebrand one of your products to tie it in with the topic of the month. Yeah, it's like a great time for your brand to shine. And if you're selling drinks or healthy snacks, merch, clothes and colors of the team, make sure to remind your customers about it. In 2020, that was like 2-3 years ago almost, spending reached $17.2 billion, with consumers spending an average of $88 per person for that Super Bowl Sunday celebration. So $88 in merch, food, drinks, snacks. So 1 in 3 people over the age of 35 will actually be checking their email during the game. And that actually over 80% of people, and they will be on their phone multiple times throughout the game. So we can assume that this same trends will apply to 2023, especially given the fact that people kind of used to hanging out at homes right now. So definitely look into having some fun content for February the 12th, Super Bowl Sunday. Then, of course, the big dog of February is Valentine's Day. This is a big one, and we strongly recommend not waiting until Valentine's Day to create a promotion or encourage your subscribers to make Valentine's Day related purchase. Big holidays like this should be nurtured over time. So make sure that you actually start promoting whatever your brand will be promoting for Valentine's Day at the end of January or like at the beginning of February. Do something in advance, especially if you are in that like a gifting segment situation, because a lot of people will be basically purchasing gifts in advance, and the great campaign that you can do is like last opportunity to purchase for Valentine's Day, so we deliver the gift in time. I love those emails. I utilize them all the time with all of my clients, and they do get like a big conversion just because they are very highly targeted. They are time sensitive, and they do serve as a great reminder to those who are last minute gift shoppers like I am. I'm totally guilty of that. So yeah, Valentine's Day, the big one. A National Research Federation actually has reported that Valentine's Day spending is on the up, and the total spend in the USA is expected to rise to $27.4 billion in 2022 and 2023. That's like a big increase from last year. And on average, actually, over half of the US adults, like over 50%, plan to celebrate Valentine's Day, which presents an excellent opportunity for businesses to earn that additional revenue during this time of the year. February 17th, Random Act of Kindness Day. I told you, this episode will be full of random holidays. And February 17th is definitely one of those like random holidays that I personally love a lot. It's so sweet and it encourages people to just be nice. I mean, why is it so hard, right? And you can start a trend of kindness chain throughout your brand. Maybe you can let your subscribers know that you'll be holding some kind of like kindness competition for the best random act of kindness. Or maybe your brand can be a catalyst of that like change. And maybe you can, say, donate a portion of your proceeds to some organization that ties nicely with what you sell. Or maybe you can promote your referral program too, if you have one. You get what you give, right? So give kindness, get kindness. This is like a topic of the day, February 17th, like a lot of opportunities to do something nice in your emails. So there you have it, like random but very nice holidays. Of course, you can do the contest as well, because normally, like throughout the January and February, we see a big dip in purchases and conversions. So if you can be creative in the months of February, good for you. You can send an email to your subscribers and encourage them to post maybe like images of them on social media using your product in exchange for some sort of like a discount code or something. Maybe you can ask them to use specific hashtag in their post. And I mean, there are like a lot of opportunities for contests in the months of February, but also February is actually a great way to check in on your New Year's resolution. And by this point, it's highly likely that most of your subscribers have fallen off the New Year, New Me bandwagon. And that's okay. Don't shame them for it. Just like maybe remind them of the momentum that they had when the year started. This is actually a great opportunity to maybe like promote some of the products that would help them to stick to their New Year's resolution, or maybe just give them a friendly nudge, a gentle push, or even turn it into like a seriously inspirational source of motivation for them. Treat your subscribers like your friends, push them to be the best versions of themselves. And if they can do that even better with your products, add that pitch into the mix, because that's what February is all about. So now you have it, all of the holidays and topics for the months of February. You guys, I hope you enjoyed it. We do have like a ton of valuable information or like interviews coming your way in the months of February and March. We have pre-recorded a bunch of really cool interviews with the brightest minds from the industry. So don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. And if you can share it with your community, I'd really, really appreciate it, because I mean, we love what we do. We want to share our insights with you. So don't forget to subscribe, share this podcast with your friends. And thank you so much for listening. We hope to have you back here next week. So I'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to Email Einstein. Can you feel that? Your marketing brain just got a little bit bigger. We ask that you please use it wisely. You've got all the theory you need to get out there and start boosting your sales, because great emails equals revenue squared.
Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to claim your free ebook and learn how to drive conversions with UGC in 2024. From fresh ways to use UGC on your website to revenue pooling email strategy. Discover actionable insights to master your UGC game in 2024. Stop missing out. Go to flowium.com/UGC and download this ebook for free.